All right, great to have you with us as we get ready for baseball today. You know what that song means. He's coming up right now, and that is Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Mark, how are you?
I'm good. I am I am laughing and thinking about what my trot in from the bullpen would look like, since I'm not much of a runner.
Well, maybe you would come in with the cart. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Like Sparky Lyle or Rich Gossage or something like that. I definitely would need a cart. I would be the guy who walks in from the bullpen and everyone gets ticked off at because it takes 2 minutes to get to the mound.
Well, I'd like to see you walk in wearing the warm-up jacket. See, they used to come in with the jacket on their arm. Not anymore.
Off, yeah. Exactly.
Not anymore. No, you don't see it. All right, well, Mark Simon is with us. Boy, what a week of baseball, my goodness. Of course, you know, you're right in the heart of it in New York with Aaron Judge. And then you get, of course, Pujols on the West Coast last night, the Hollywood ending. Let's start with Pujols and some of your thoughts about some of those home runs and just the number 700.
Hey, it was really cool. Like, there are baseball moments where you just kind of, like, sit back and you're like, whoa, that's an all-timer kind of thing. And I think that was a really good one yesterday to hit not one but two, to do it in Los Angeles, to do it as a Cardinal, obviously. And the way that he's hit home runs this season now, his rate of hitting home runs, even though it's like half the at-bats that he would usually have, is like the fourth best of his career right now. And I think that's really cool that he's closing in style, at least in the regular season. We'll see what happens beyond that. But just a really cool baseball moment, certainly.
You know, and plus he's a factor for the Cardinals. They need him against left-handed pitching.
Absolutely. He can be a lineup changer for them. The thing that will be interesting, though, is that, like, in the postseason, how many lefties does the opposing mm-hmm. roster have? Like a team like the Mets, who they could play in the second round, in theory, he's not going to see many. Like, they're not going to give – the Mets are not going to allow themselves to be in a position where someone like David Peterson or Joely Rodriguez is pitching to Albert Pujols in a really important situation. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and Goldschmidt and Arenado, too. So those are the three right-handed hitters. That's a good point. So the Mets aren't loaded up with lefties. That's a good point. Is there anything we could pinpoint about Pujols to say, well, now he hits the fastball better, the slider better, or anything like that? Anything unusual, you know, about him that we could point to?
Well, I think it's unusual for anyone who's 42 to hit any pitch at any speed, right? I don't have the stuff in front of me, but it does kind of feel like he's flashed back to his powerful pass. I don't know it in exactly, but it seems like there've been a fair number of home runs on balls that were up. It seems like he's crushing right now. It's like he got this he got a fountain of youth. He's hitting against fastballs this season. He is hitting 288, which is like that's league average ish, but with better than league average power with the 14 home runs. I just think it's a case of, like, it's a neat story. I think that's what it is more than anything else.
You know, you're right about the pitch that's up, and I have that picture in my mind that when he gets a pitch up and over the plate, he doesn't miss it, and he's got that powerful swing. That's a good point. I think you're right about that, the pitch that's up to him. Well, what about today? The Giants face a guy, Merrill Kelly, who's been eating them up all year long. But his last 18 innings, 7 home runs given up, and we got Kelly and Cobb today. How about that one?
Yeah, so here's your story with Merrill Kelly. He's pitched great against the Giants in all these games. Like, the fastball, he throws two fastballs. He throws a four-seamer, and he throws a sinker. They've both been really good against the Giants. Also, in spurts, the cutter has been really good against them. In fact, they have one hit in his four starts on the cutter, and they have 17 outs. So 1-for-18. And with that, I will tell you that the Giants are the worst hitting team in the majors against the cutter this year. If it were something related to the offense dipping, that would be one. So I will give Merrill Kelly credit. He's had a terrific season. He's pitched very well, him and Gallen both, certainly. Alex Cobb, more of the same. I mean, he gave up three runs the last time out, but the ground ball rate's great. The the thing that's happened when he's faced the Diamondbacks this season is, like, you, normally you're counting on the splitter to be pretty good. And he hasn't had, like, a start. He's had one start where it was pretty good. He hasn't had any starts where it was, like, over the top really good, where it was, like, a dominant pitch for him. So look, I'd be looking to see if he can have one of those today.
Well, that's a good point on Kelly and the cutter. We'll see what he does. You know, it's funny, this park, when they first opened it up, it was a home run park. Balls are just flying out of here. I don't know, is it the humidor, the changing the baseballs? But you just don't get the feeling that it's that welcoming to home runs anymore.
No, it seems to have gone in the other direction. I know I looked at the park factors recently, and I'm pretty sure it was on the pretty low end. It hasn't bothered Christian Walker. But other than that, Varsho's hit a bunch. But they've got a lot of guys where, like, their shortstop and their third baseman don't hit home runs. Their outfielders, you know, Peralta did a little bit when he was there. Alec Thomas isn't a big home run hitter. But yeah, the ballpark has definitely changed a little bit since the time where we remember it as something different.
Yeah, Walker's pretty good. He may not get a lot of hits, but let me tell you, and I don't know what his exit velocity is, and I'm not even going to ask you to look it up, but when you watch him play, he gets a lot of hard-hit balls, I will tell you that Christian
Walker.
He's had
a fantastic second half. He's had a really, really good second half. The batting average was in the 190s for a while, and he's 236 right now.
All right, so we'll see what happens there. Well, there's been good. Well, you mentioned Zach Gallen. Let's touch on him a little bit. I just had him on before you. Great kid from New Jersey, and he's done things that are just unbelievable. The game he had the other night, 8 innings, a couple of hits, no walks, 13 strikeouts against the Dodgers, and then, of course, the bullpen kicked it around after that. But Zach Gallen, and I'll tell you, Marcus, we've talked a lot about Alcantara and DeGrom and Scherzer and all that. This guy may be the best pitcher in the league right now.
Yeah, pretty crazy to think about it. 2.46 ERA, the super long scoreless streak, really the story with that. He's added, last year during the season, he added about 2 miles of velo to his fastball. He went from being a guy who threw 91 to a guy who threw 93. This year, just in looking at it, he added spin to his fastball. So now it's more up in the zone, a little bit more challenging for hitters. And he's got that working up, and the curveball working at the bottom of the zone and below it. And the combination of those two pitches have been among the best pitches in their class this season. The fastball one and the curveball two have both been, you know, grade A, grade A plus kind of pitches for him this season, whereas he didn't necessarily have that in years past. In particular, the breaking ball, I don't think, was what it was, was what it's been this season. So he's been terrific, could win the Cy Young. I would think Alcantara is still in play for it, but Gallen will certainly get a fair number of votes. He might be one of the guys that they're interviewing on MLB Network when they're talking to the guys before and that's the vote.
That'd be fun. 172 innings, 110 hits given up, 182 batting average against lefties, 145. Wow, how about that? All right, Zach Gallen, he's a good kid from New Jersey. I like to have having him on the show. All right, what's up with your team here? They're getting walloped today by the A's. 10-4, DeGrom. Bill Lasky said the left fielder fell down, so that explains some of DeGrom's trouble. But what's up with the Mets in Atlanta?
So I think we're going to find out after the game if there was anything up with DeGrom. 5 runs in 4 innings, also 4 walks. I've been waiting for this, and I guess it kind of finally happened today, that he gets you to chase so much that I've been waiting for the day where someone kind of figures him out, like, and can tell when he's going to throw that slider, because the slider's never in the strike zone. And I'm wondering if maybe today was the day that happened, that he kind of got figured out, or just something was off in his game, because certainly uncharacteristic. He was still throwing 100. So, you know, the other thing that's happened in this game, the A's have played probably the best defensive game that they could have ever played. They've made like 3 or 4 really good plays. They just had a ball that the center fielder lost in the sun, and the right fielder sprinted over, made the catch. Machine made a great catch at third base. The Mets gained a game yesterday on the Braves that I think they weren't counting on, so they will lose it back in all likelihood, and so be it. The season should come down to those 3 games in Atlanta for them.
Boy, it's good baseball. It's good to see that. Phillies, Milwaukee, San Diego, who doesn't get the chair in musical chairs here?
Good question. I find it hard to believe that the Padres wouldn't make it after all this. They're only two up, so it's a little dicey. The Brewers seem to be playing a little bit better right now. I would still take, I think, Philly and San Diego. I would still take those two teams. And I do think, I think that Philly getting there, once they, the getting there will be the hard part for them. I think they could be a potentially troublesome team in the postseason.
Really?
In a number of circumstances. Yeah.
All right.
Just because
All right.
I think that Nola could be really good. Suarez is pretty good. If Wheeler's healthy, Syndergaard out of the bullpen. There are a lot of things in play for them, and I think they have a lineup that can really bash against anybody.
Boy, very good. All right, it'll be fun to talk to you next week. It'll be our last show unless the Giants win about 16 in a row. But we'll talk to you next week, Mark. Thanks so much.
You got it. See ya.
All right, a pleasure. Mark Simon, Mark A. Simon says on Twitter at Sports Info Solutions. All right, more coming up. Rick Riz, the play-by-play voice of the Seattle Mariners. Have a nice conversation with him coming up right after this.